Three endangered birds that hatched this year at a wildlife conservation center in Yulee are now living in the wild. Their species now numbers 130 in the wild. White Oak Conservation has been working to increase the population of the Mississippi sandhill crane for more than two decades. The critically endangered bird only lives in one area of southern Mississippi, and a lot of its habitat was lost to plantations over the years. Director of Conservation Brandon Speak says White Oak's rural setting gives the birds a good chance at surviving when released.
Our areas are back in the woods and actually mimic some of their native wetland areas, so they learn how to hunt small things like frogs and fish, and so they have very little human contact.
Since 1994, White Oaks has bred and released 109 birds to the Mississippi Sandhills Crane National Wildlife Refuge, including the 3 6-month-old cranes released last week.
So when they go back to the refuge in Mississippi, they can stay with that cohort, and that helps increase their chance of survival because they can help look out for predators and help protect each other, things like that.
Sprigg says in the refuge, the cranes will live in an enclosure for about a month while they get used to the new habitat. Abukar Adan, 89.9 WJCT News.